What's up, guys? I think it's time to ring in the new year. What do you say?
Oh, good one, Jamie.
We're talking about Ring, of course. Ring Video Doorbells, a proud sponsor of the Latinos Allowed podcast. And check it out. So much happens at our front doors. And that's the one thing that definitely hasn't changed these days while we're on lockdown. Look, at my house, I'm getting more random people knocking on my door. You know, just the other day, you know, I just said that I got engaged. So I there was someone outside my door with a charcuterie board. I'm like, I didn't order any charcuterie board. there's not a charcuterie board delivery spot around my way.
Do you want to tell everybody what a charcuterie board is?
Maybe just a bunch of small meats and fruits and crackers. It's actually, you know, quite good. But I found out that my sister had ordered it for me as an engagement gift. But because of the ring, I could see who was out there. You know, I was like, I don't know this person. If I would have just looked through my keyhole, I would have been suspicious. But I saw that they were holding, you know, a bunch of delicious little snacks for me. So if I didn't have the ring, I probably would have just not been able to eat that. So, you know, thank you, Ring, for that. I got to get that gift. Frank, I know you also get a lot of food deliveries.
Yeah, talking about food. Well, you know, since I've been where I plan my meals and I get my breakfast, lunch, and dinner delivered to my house and, you know, going to the gym and moving around my neighborhood, right in the Ring, the delivery guy usually pops up and I'm there in 5 minutes. So it's been so helpful for me.
You'll never miss a visitor, whether it's your neighbor, your dinner, or your groceries. You can keep all your packages and deliveries safe. Rachel, how are you using your Ring?
Well, I love having the Ring Video Doorbell, and I've actually added some Ring security cameras around the house too. I just got another Ring indoor video cam, and I'll tell you why. We have one on Benji's crib, which is great because it keeps us feeling safe throughout the night, and I can monitor him and go in the other room and do what I got to do. But now that we're distance learning, so the little one is downstairs, and I don't always have Ojo on him. Sometimes mommy's got to feed the other one or do something on another level of this house. So I got another Ring Video Doorbell, blah, put it downstairs. So mommy has Ojo all the time. And little homie was cutting class. I saw him on the Ring video cam the other day. There was art class happening and he was somewhere playing with the train. So boop, I went right on my app and I was like, excuse me, art class, and nipped it in the bud. Thank you very much, Ring.
Yeah, and right now you can get a special offer on the Ring Welcome Kit at ring.com/loud. This baby comes with Ring's Video Doorbell 3 and the Chime Pro, the perfect way to upgrade your front door and start your Ring experience.
And Valentine's Day is coming, people. So if your girl's expecting a ring, here's how you can fulfill her dream. Just get her a Ring Video Doorbell. Go to ring.com/loud and tell them Latinos Out Loud sent you.
Live from La Gran Manzana, it's Frank Spirison News with Frank Nibs.
Hello, folks. This is Frank Spirison's top five fake news segments for season 8. Hope you guys enjoy it. Guys, my number 5 fake news for season 8 was episode 26. And the fake news was the Great Conjunction. And the reason I chose this one was because I worked on this one pretty much like a month or 2 months. And I was picking up on a lot of different things and I couldn't wait to talk about it. And also Jerry Diaz was on the show. And when Jerry's on, we're on a different level. So guys, enjoy that one. Thank you.
Hello, folks.
Hi, Frank.
Hello, everyone.
Hey,
hello,
Frank.
Jerry. What up?
Very nice to have you today, Jerry.
Thank you for that. Thank you, Frank. And that's why I'm here right now, because of this segment right now. I don't care that I offend my lifelong friends. And I tell them that this is my favorite segment. Go ahead, continue. It's an honor to be here.
Well, Jerry, you're here on the perfect date. Because this may be perhaps one of my biggest fake news segments ever.
We need some kind of sound effect inserted here, because that's a big statement.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
Oh, guys, I mean, 2 weeks ago, I let this out that there might be a blackout happening in a few weeks in our country. Chill. And today I'm going to divulge why we're going to have it and when, on what date. I'm giving you a specific date. Guys, There's gonna be this is gonna be like there's gonna be a world event. They're saying, okay, I told you guys, this is the year of 2020. This is the year of perfect vision, guys. Everyone is gonna see this. They call this the great solar event. They call this the great conjunction, which means the new beginning. They call this the great cosmic alignment. Guys, they call this the great shift. Guys, I know you've heard this. They call this the great reset.
Yes.
I just sharded.
You resharded?
Guys.
Yeah, I resharded.
Guys, here it goes. I'm going to give you the date. December 21st, 2020. Is all ones and twos, guys. Something huge is happening. The planet Saturn, which I talked about in the 100th episode, guys, and the planet Jupiter are going to be the closest to each other in recorded history, guys. And this is happening, guys, on December 21st, which is the winter solstice, yes, which guys. Is the rise of the sun, so to speak. And Rachel, hear this out. This is happening for the first time in 800 years, Rachel.
So you were around for the first one. Tell us what's the difference here?
Oh, wow.
Rachel, remember I told you about the number 8, right? This is huge.
Yes, 888.
That's right. My favorite number.
Right. Really, wow, that's amazing, Jerry. And guys, this is weird. This coincides with the Mayan calendar, okay? Which they predicted, really, at the end of the day, 2020 is supposed to be 2012, guys, okay? And this cosmic phenomenon is going to be seen all over the world. And Rachel, if you take 2020 and you deduct 2012, it comes out to 8.
I could do that math. I just did it in my head. You're right. It's right. 8.
But guys, I don't want to scare you, okay? Because this is going to be a new
too
beginning.
Too late.
Oh, should I say 2-8?
Yeah, yeah. This is going to be a good thing. They're saying that... from the Aurora Borealis, what you're seeing right now behind me.
Aurora Borealis.
Yes. That thing right there, they call this the Garden of Eden. They're saying that something huge is going to happen from here, which is the North Pole, and it's going to spread all over the Earth. And you're going to perhaps see what you're seeing behind me right now throughout everywhere.
Northern Lights.
Yes, the Northern Lights, okay? And they're saying that this age is called the Age of Aquarius, the Age of Love. The age of bliss, okay? And beautiful things will be happening. There is a song called The Age of Aquarius by...
Yes.
By
this the is the dawning on the age of Aquarius.
Right.
We don't own the rights. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
Right, guys.
And you were really off key there, Jerry, too.
Yeah, guys, they're saying on those dates that you should eat light, you shouldn't have too many heavy metals, and, you know, you should eat very light because there's going to be a lot of energy...
What do you mean? No, we can't.
Like heavy metal? Yeah, stay away. Yeah, stay away from meats. Yeah. Right, Jerry. Oh,
okay. And shredded steel.
Right.
Damn, really? Because yeah. I love a good shredded steel stew.
Right. And guys, it keeps on going. Even the like religious people are really into this. I'm gonna tell you why. In scriptures, okay? The seven trumpets. I know you know about this, Jamie. You went to Catholic school, so maybe you can help me here.
Me too.
Oh, you too? Maybe yeah. You guys remember about the seven trumpets, the sound off before the turn of the sun?
I didn't really pay attention a lot in class.
Okay.
Point your hand.
Well, guys, the first trumpet was sounded off in 2013. Obviously, the second one, 2014, then 2015, 16, 17, 18. The seventh trumpet was on the 20th, 19. Right now, 2020, Rachel, the eighth trumpet is this year.
Wait. I'm so lost. There's trumpets. What?
Yeah. This is like a scripture
eighth
thing.
Year. Eight.
Right. Oh, back number to eight number
again.
Eight.
Yes. And 7, 8, 9.
Right. And guys, get ready for this. This is the last. Get ready. You hear the word Trump, Pence? Who is the vice president? Pence, right? So Trump, Pence? Get it? Guys, the religious.
Oh, Trump, Pence.
Oh,
wow, this is guys, like the end on. Of Usual Suspects. This guys, is like when I found out who Kaiser Soze was.
Guys, this is real. This is real. This, I mean, the religious people are really, really in on this. And guys, I'm going to leave you off with this right now. The date of 12/21/2020, okay? And the next day that we're going to see our new president will be on January, which is 01/21. 2021, guys.
Oh. Well, I have news for you, Frank. we'll be recording this podcast on 12/20/120.
No! Are you serious?
It's in 2 Mondays from now. So what are we doing? That's my question.
Oh, shit.
Are we coming like toga and bring our crystals? Like, what do we do?
Wow.
Should it be from a bunker?
No, Jerry, they're saying nice things are going to happen. They're trying to scare us.
Nice things.
Right. Look, by the way, guys, government's going to say that there was a blackout, that there was probably like, you know, a terrorist attack, you know, the same old stuff, country attacked, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, is this a royal rebellious that's really acting up and it's going to spew? And guys, listen to this. They're saying that those chemicals, we need to breathe them in because they're going to help us ascend to that next level. And they may have mutant powers and give us certain type of abilities if we smell this gas going throughout the whole world.
I'm gonna go. So I gotta like stand outside like the Empire State Building.
Right. Well, what they're gonna do is they're gonna do a lockdown so you don't smell it, and they're gonna probably put us inside, you know, so we don't see it. They're gonna be spraying a lot of chemtrails also, so you don't see the You're gonna be able to see the planets and certain moons from certain planets. It's gonna be something else, guys.
I gotta get my kid that telescope. It's really not for him; it's for me. But I'm gonna get it for him. For me.
Well, guys, 2021 is gonna be huge. I can't wait till the 21st of December, guys, and we're going to be on air. I love it. I can't wait. This is the fake news for today. Thank you so much, everyone.
Guys, my number 4 fake news for season 8 was episode 9, Spanish Flies and Dominican Gatos. The fake news was Beethoven was black. The reason I chose this one was because we were in the midst of the riots and finding out about Columbus, and they were knocking down all these statues, and I was looking for something that I was going to report on, and lo and behold, I find out that Beethoven was black. So hear that episode and hear that fake news. You guys are going to enjoy it. Thank you.
Hello, folks.
Hi, Frank. Pills, your ears okay? They're all right? Can you hear us? Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, I got you.
How's everyone?
Frank really tests his mic in the beginning of his Frankspiracy news.
With it's that. The animo. He's got something good for us. I can see it.
Oh, yeah. I sure do. Listen, guys, in honor of Indigenous Day and us having Pills on the show today, I have a great one for you guys.
Oh, I can't wait. We need to paint a Santa Maria.
Yes. Listen, guys.
Somebody call Biggie Smalls because this sounds juicy.
Ooh. The only Christopher I celebrate is Christopher Wallace. You heard me saw that meme all day, right? That meme was everywhere, but I do co-sign. Anyway, go ahead.
Rachel, Pills, I can't believe they duped us again. I found this out. I was doing a little bit of research back then, and I went in a little deeper, Pills, and I found out that one of our biggest composers of all time, Beethoven, he's black.
No.
Pills.
No te creo. No.
Like B.E.T. No. Beethoven?
B.E.T. Beethoven.
Wow, Rachel.
It is B.E.T. Wow.
I can't believe it. I'm so amazed. Tell me more.
like B.E.Y.?
What does this mean? Because his music was amazing.
Nah, this is really crazy. Listen to me, his father was like a well-to-do, like, you know, he was a rich dude, and the mother was like a black lady in Europe. She was a Moor. That's what they called them back then. Black people in Europe back then were called Moors. Moors kind of ruled Europe at a time, and they also ruled Spain for over 500 years. So people saying that he's black, and I'm going to show you guys proof that, yo, this guy was black. I can't believe it. I mean, I'm shocked. Some of his contemporaries say things like there was no pictures. Back then, there were paintings only of, like, people. So some of his contemporaries have said stuff like Beethoven had hair, like, his hair was coarse, dark eyes and skin, and his nose was thick. His face was darkish, brown like a mulatto.
Wait.
Yes.
Are you sure he wasn't Dominican? Is Beethoven Dominican?
I got a better one for you. Listen, guys, a lot of Dominicans are Moors because when Christopher Columbus came to the New World,
they were
dark-skinned Italians, right?
Yeah.
And he didn't bring the white guys. The black guys were willing to go out to sea. So he brought a lot of more.
Yeah, because they were like, oh, you going to DR? Yeah, go, son. Yo, they going to DR, son. Yo, get your shit, let's go, son.
Rachel, that's where we get mortal. That's where we get the word more, mortal.
Oh, shit.
Wait, hold up. I also heard that Beethoven had a big brown instrument.
James!
I'm talking about the piano.
Oh, okay, okay.
What a yo. Get your mind together.
Yeah, that's where we get Mori Soñando from.
Okay.
Okay, the oranges get the milk dark, right?
Wait a minute.
I don't know about that one, but okay.
I don't know about that one either.
And then your pills, you know this. A lot of people say amor. People say more.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's where we get the mores, right? That's where we get that from. And listen. People also say that he put powder on his hands, just like Michael Jackson and Trujillo. Like, you know, he powdered himself up. And he also did a relaxer in his hair. People wouldn't know that he's black.
They had relaxer back then?
Yeah, they put, like, it was called lye. So they make their hair straight. So his dad would make his hair straight so people would know that he's black.
See, this so wait, like, was he just light-skinned? Or all those pictures fake of him?
Listen to me. He was a little, as a matter of fact, Jamie, I didn't want to go into this, but he kind of looked like you a little bit.
Oh,
when
shit.
You let your hair grow, I can see a little Beethoven. A little...
Yeah, he was café con leche. He was café con leche. That's what it is.
Beethoven? They used to call me Beethoven.
Yes, son. Beethoven. That's it right there. That's it.
Listen, guys, this has happened before. You remember when I spoke about Abraham Lincoln and how he was black? Yes. And I proved to you guys, and the audience was there, and I proved to you guys, every coin of every white president is always silver. And Abraham Lincoln is the only dark coin, and he's facing the other way when you place them all together.
Copper.
Shit.
Guys, they don't want to tell you this, guys. This is real, real stuff. And just like you finding out, right, with this new about Christopher Columbus, you're going to start finding out some other interesting things about our history, okay? And you're going to find certain people were black or certain people were white, but they lied to us about a lot of lineage, about a lot of people that we kind of grew up on. Like, it's so weird. Now we're taking down Christopher Columbus statues all over the world, right? We're finding out that he didn't do good things in the new world and to our people. And you're going to start finding out certain people that you thought were white were actually black.
Wow, Frank. You've got to really share this information with us. We need you. We need to understand black history for real.
Hey, that's why I'm here for the LOL listeners and the LOLs. I'm here to give the real news, the real facts.
So we could pump out, you know, classical music on Black History Month. Because we're like, yo, Beethoven, yo.
Yo.
Turn it up, son. Turn that shit up.
Yo, turn.
B-E-T, man.
Yo, son, turn... you hear the old
Yo, turn that piano sonata number 14 up, yo.
Yo, that symphony number 9. Section. The woodwind section is on fire, son. You hear the oboe?
Oh, you know what? Guys, what people are starting to find out, and by the way, this was trending on Twitter in June, like big time. And what people are starting to do is take like the classical music and mixing it with like hip hop and rap. Cause people are like, yo, this dude was black. And they're taking the classical and they're mixing with rap. And you got to check it out on YouTube. It's some crazy shit. Like, yo, this 2021, we're going to find out some real shit right now. It's going to get real.
Wow. Well, let it flow. Thanks, Frank. That's amazing.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you, folks. Thank you so much.
Guys,
my number 3 fake news for season 8. Was episode 19 called Don't F with Flipper. And the fake news was about our pineal gland, which sits right in the center of our skull. And the reason I chose this episode because it was one of my first educational episodes on what's going on right now with the censoring gun that they put on our foreheads to take our temperatures. And I would really like you guys to hear this episode so you can hear on what they're doing with that temperature gun. Thank you. Enjoy.
Hello, folks.
Hi, Frank.
How's everyone doing?
Oh, Frank, we're doing swell.
That's so good. I'm so happy to hear that.
Yes.
Good. Guys, this is a first. Out of all the episodes, I've never, ever repeated a fake news. I think I'm aware of it. We're like at 160 something, maybe in terms of.
No, I think we're past 200 at this point, aren't we?
Wow.
I don't know. Who's counting?
I mean, guys, like Rachel and staff, Jamie, everybody, always make sure that I never repeated a fake news. And the one I'm bringing to you guys, I spoke about this maybe in our first season, and it's I'm bringing it up because it's kind of something that I need to bring up because it's very important. And I'm going to talk about our pineal gland, guys.
Excuse me?
Our pineal gland?
Do Ginger? I have one of those? I don't think I do.
Yes, you do, Rachel. Oh. And it's everybody has it. It's between your eyes and in the center of your brain. It is considered the gateway to your spiritual realm, guys. Okay? And then I'm going to tell you how powerful it is. It's so powerful, guys, that they add fluoride to our water to calcify it and really mess up our pineal gland. Okay? And recently, Kanye West was on the Joe Rogan show, and he said, guys, every American citizen is on a drug. And Joe Rogan asked him, why you say that? He said, because we all drink water with fluoride in it. Okay? Now, in saying that, the pineal gland controls so many things. It has something called melatonin. Mm-hmm. Melatonin controls your nervous system, your sleep cycle, your immune system, your sexual drive and development. And it's the strongest, it creates the strongest antioxidant in your body, guys. Now, I'm going to tell you why I'm talking about the pineal gland today. Because, guys, this is deep. I went to a restaurant in New York, and they took out the temperature gun, and they pointed it right in the middle of my brain, which was my pineal gland. And I stopped them right there. Guys, they're using that temperature gun, and they're zapping your pineal gland with an EMF radiation radar right into your pineal gland, guys. And you don't have to do that, guys. You can ask them to actually do it on your wrist or on the fold of your arm, which I told the person in the restaurant to do. So
wait, but did they know what a pineal gland was when you were like, hey, yo, don't wave that at my pineal gland?
No, nah, right. He didn't know, but he kind of got it because, I mean, where I'm from, you just don't point a gun to somebody's forehead. This is like, and I mean, you're doing it to kids too. Like, think about this, guys. And we have, as citizens, we have a right.
Thermometer.
Right. It's a thermometer. And they're putting it to, and as a matter of fact, they say your wrist has a better, it picks up what it really supposed to be more than your forehead. So always use your wrist or use the fold of your arm when they're taking your temperature. You can always ask them to do that. Great. Right.
And I mean, I definitely use my wrist on my pineal gland sometimes.
Well, Jamie, this is very important because what's happening now with phones, that blue light is affecting our pineal gland. That's why you have young Americans right now. They're suffering from insomnia and sleep deprivation and all these sleeping ailments. And it has to do with our pineal gland. And I really want to make that, right, drive that home. Jamie, you went to Catholic school. Why do you think the priest does the Ash Wednesday and he does it right there in your pineal gland?
Wait, so the priest was touching my pineal gland without...
Ooh, kind of. And why do you think...
inappropriate.
Yeah. yeah. That's what you see the Hindu people. They always put that little thing right there in the middle of their forehead. That's how important our pineal gland is, guys. We really need to check that. And be careful with those temperature guns and have them put it on your wrist or on the fold of your arm, especially children, guys, because that pineal gland, guys, the reason they put fluoride in our water is to calcify it. We could really tap into higher realms if we didn't have all these foods and all these things that affect our pineal gland, guys. This thing is so important. Like in other societies, like in occultism, you always see a pine cone. And in buildings and things that they build, and that represents the pine cone, represents your pineal gland, guys.
Guys, I don't think we've said pineal gland enough.
Not penis gland. Not penis gland.
I said pineal.
Well, I just wish I didn't have so much hair growing out of my pineal gland because it's really annoying that I have to pluck that too. It's like out of control.
Oh, be careful with that, Rachel, because that part right there is very sensitive. I know you like to pluck out your eyebrows in between so you don't have like a crossbow right there going across, but, you know, be very careful. You don't want to, you know, keep that, you know, that section right there, and be careful with Donovan and Benjamin that they don't put that, the gun right there in the forehead. Use the forearm, the fold of your arm, or use the wrist, please, Rachel.
Thank you for that advice. That's very sound.
Thank you, guys. And that's my fake news for this week, guys. Thank you so much.
Guys, my number two fake news for season 8 was episode number 1. It was called the new episode, and the fake news was on the world of Tartaria. I chose this fake news because this world was taken off our textbooks by China, Russia, and the United States. And this Tartaria had an advanced civilization that had technologies that we still haven't uncovered today. And I highly recommend you guys hear this fake news. Thank you, guys.
Hello, folks.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Frank. Hello, everyone. Hi, Rachel. How's everyone doing?
It's good to hear your voice, Frank.
You likewise, Rachel.
Oh, we're back.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Guys, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be back. I miss you folks so much. I have so much to tell everyone, Eloeros. I have so much news for you. I feel like I'm backed up, by the way.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
You look a little backed up.
I do, right? I look a little heavier. It's been a long summer. I mean, you know, we've been experiencing what we've been experiencing, guys. But I got some good news for you guys.
Good news. We love good news, especially when it's fake.
Yeah, you know, we need some good news. And this news is about a reset. Like right now, we're experiencing a reset, and that's why I chose this news. Mm. We're experiencing a new reset, new season, season eight. Eight is a good number, by the way. It's a great number.
Why?
Occultly, it signifies and it brings good luck, by the way. I'm not going to get into it, Rachel. It's really deep. But I'm going to talk to you about...
You're asking the wrong questions, Rachel.
No, it's a
sorry.
Great... The number eight is great. It's a great number. After seven, the eight is great.
Okay.
And seven is my favorite number, so eight is even better. You know, that means we're ascending to a better place. And I want to talk to you guys about a reset that happened in the past. So we shouldn't be so scared about this reset that we're experiencing right now. Okay. This new world reset of the Tartarian Empire...
Say what?
This happened about 200 years ago, guys. This is a part of history that's never been spoken about, and I'm going to
let Tartarian Empire. Is that like a Greek restaurant in Astoria?
Something like that, Rachel. This Tartarian Empire came from Russia.
And oh, da svidaniya.
Yes, Rachel. And I know you do a good Russian interpretation.
Well, my family hails from Russia, so please continue.
We love Trump. We love Trump over here.
And guys,
make Russia great again.
Guys, great Russian interpretation. But guys, this empire ruled the whole world back in the days. This empire was taken out from the history books by the Russians, by the Chinese, and the Americans. Okay, guys? And there was a mud flood in like the 1700s or 1800s.
A muffler, damn! You really are back, though.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, that sounds like Jamie's bathroom on a Sunday.
Jamie, you better not be doing a muffler in my bathroom.
Jamie, I told you not to drink so much milk.
Guys, this muffler was so big that it covered up a lot of the buildings and things that were built in this country early in the 1700s. There were buildings. There were monuments. There were things that were built in this country, and this is not spoken about, guys. I'm letting you on to something that's like really huge. This is called the Tartarian Empire, guys. This was like the New World Order back in the days. People call it the Old World New Order before the New World Order took over.
Wait, so it's the Old World New Order, but before the New World Order?
Correct, Jamie.
I'm so lost. But go ahead, continue.
But Rachel, this Old World New Order had wireless technology. They had the best of the best. They had wireless technology.
They had Wi-Fi in the 1700s?
Jamie, I know you don't believe it, but they did. And I want people to look into this. I want people to hashtag this. It's called the Mud Flood Society. I want people to hashtag mud flood. I want people to hashtag Tartarian Empire. I want you guys to really look into this. This was an empire and a civilization that lived before us that was way ahead of us, technology speaking. And we don't know about this.
Well,
and
I'm
talking to you guys about this today because we're experiencing a new. Now we're learning that Columbus was a fraud. We're taking down all these statues and what have you. So there's a lot for us to learn, and I want you guys to really go into this. Like, even the maps from the 1600s talks about this Tartarian Empire, which was close to Russia, and they've like really taken this whole thing out of the like history books and like from the educational system.
So were these people ancestors of like Steve Jobs or something? If they were like so technically advanced than everybody else?
Well, it's so coincidental, Jamie. Do you have a building behind you on your live feed right now that I'm looking at? And that's like a building from Russia. Their architecture and their mathematics in terms of building, their monolithic buildings that they build, like the Capitol building, like the Rome Colosseum, like the Grand Wall of China. They build a lot of things that are not in history books. They're spoken of like other people did it, but it was actually them. Okay, so they built all these buildings, and there was this mud flood, and it was huge, and it was so huge, Rachel, that it covered up. California was not attached to the United States at one point, and when this mud flood happened, it put California part of the United States. And Rachel, you know, when we were in California, we spoke about this fault line.
That yes, fault line, the San Andreas Fault.
Yes, that fault line was not actually connected at one point. When this mud flood happened, it actually connected California to the actual United States. That's how big this mud flood was.
Mud flood. I feel like that's a drink that I've had at Wet Willie's in Miami. Yo, I got effed up on a mud flood and a catch a cab, all right?
Yes, guys, and this mud flood was so huge that, you know, they started like changing history, and they started changing the narrative of what's going on. And right now we're kind of experiencing something like that with like, you know, football teams taking their names off, like the Washington Redskins. You can't call yourself the Redskins anymore.
Aren't they now like the football team or something?
Yes, and we're experiencing this with
even they got to do that with the Indians.
With Christopher Columbus.
Oh yeah, Cleveland. Are they still the Indians?
They're still the Indians. I feel like that's almost worse than Redskins.
They're knocking down all the statues. So guys, insane.
The Cleveland Tainos, just saying, yes. Has a ring to it.
Yes, guys, insane that this Tartarian Empire that existed many years ago, and I want the Elodos to look into this, and I mean, it's too much to really cover right now, but really, I want to ask you guys, with this new right now that we're experiencing, how do you guys feel about this, like, with this new, and these new things that are coming about, and how are we going to move forward now with the new? We're finding out about history, and some of the history that was presented to us when we were young, it's not actually true, like Christopher Columbus. How are you guys like taking this in right now, Rachel?
Well, I think it's bizarre that all of the textbooks that we were forced to read, you know, in school back in the day, you know, we held them to such truth, didn't we? Yes, like in school, we were like, well, if it says that Christopher Columbus found America, then all hail the Nina, the pizza, and the goddamn Santa Maria. But and that's not the fucking case.
He never came to the United States. You know what?
So I have to say, like, you know, the new needs to also be reflected in the history that we're going to teach, you know, the future generations. So if we're already forgetting about empires that existed, and listen, these mud people, if they brought or invented a mud fight, then that's great, because them and Wu-Tang got me into mud fighting. So... You know what I'm saying? All hail to the mud people. We can't forget empires like that. Let's rewrite the textbooks. They need to be rewritten anyway.
All right.
Look, the Tartar Sauce Empire, I feel like... I'm sorry. I read that wrong. The Tartarian. I feel like is almost like their version of millennials. I feel like they were kind of ahead of technology. They were kind of... you know, creating jobs for themselves that weren't there before. And so maybe a lot of the millennials nowadays have a little bit of tartar in them.
Oof. Wow. Jamie, I would agree with you. Mm-hmm. I would wholeheartedly agree with you. And LOLs, when you look into this, I want you to look into hashtag this on Instagram, Mud Flood Society, Mud Flood, Tartarian Empire, Tartaria, Tartarian. And you guys will find out about
Tartarian?
Yes.
Hey, yo, Tartarian.
Yeah, there's a lot of different
words.
It's time
for dinner.
But I want you guys to look into this. You're going to be very surprised. Their technology was way advanced than ours. I mean, you're going to be really surprised. Like, even some of the things that you thought Europeans brought over to the Americas was already here, like the railroad system. Like, you see a lot of pictures, and you see, like, grand architecture like you would never see. You would see monolithic, architecture like you would never see. Like, some of these buildings that you see in New York were not built by Europeans. They were built by Tartarians. The architecture, the masonry on some of these buildings is impossible. The stonework is, I mean, impeccable. You guys seen.
Yo, Ma, your stonework, yo? That shit.
Right. Like, this.
Why are you looking at my stones, though, motherfucker? Why are you looking at my
stones? Yo, it's impeccable. What you want me to say?
My eyes are here. My stones are down there.
Right. And a lot of these buildings exist in San Francisco and San Diego area, like where this, I mean, and it was like mud floods in Boston and a lot of these places. And like, you see these Capitol buildings and you see the churches. These places were like, back in the days, they were like generators, basically, for the world. There was free energy all over. Like, well, there's things that we don't know, guys.
Frank,
civilization.
Frank, I think there's so much more to the Tartarian Empire that you have to do a part two of this.
Yes. Maybe I agree, James.
Sometime later in the season, remind us of this empire, because I feel like this is an important time that a lot of people don't know about.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you so much, Frank. Thank you, Eloettos. Thank you very much.
Woo! Woo!
Folks, and my number one fake news for season 8 is episode 29, The Return of Mike. And the fake news was about the monolith. Now, the reason I chose this episode was obviously Mike was back. So that was just amazing. But the most amazing thing was that I didn't know he was going to be on. It was a surprise. The producers didn't tell me. But what's so amazing was that if you hear the episode, me and him are going back and forth about him calling my mom's house a few months back or a few weeks back about the monolith that was found in Utah. And I prepared my fake news maybe 2 or 3 weeks beforehand, and my fake news was about the monolith. So that was just so amazing that, you know, how our minds just think like on a frequency. And this monolith thing was found maybe a month or two before the year ended. And I spoke about how they were finding different ones around the whole world, and they were using these monoliths to make the COVID-19 virus, transform into another virus. And it was very interesting, and I hope you guys listen to it. But I'm gonna leave you guys with a little tidbit. COVID-19, I spoke about the number 19. So coincidental that if you take the number 1 being A and I being 9, you would get AI for 19. And this monolith, most people think, is an AI thing. So it's just a very interesting thing. Hope you guys listen to it and enjoy. Thank you.
Hello, Bago.
We're here too. So hi. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
I'm good.
Guys, this is amazing. Like, I didn't know beforehand that Mike was going to be here. And like I said in the 100th episode, as Elon Musk said, in this world, there are no coincidences.
Yes. So, Frank, real quick, I just want to get some things off my chest.
Okay, the hijack.
Of course. I'm only going to be on once every 100, so I might as well,
Oh, we're going to rethink those numbers.
So, Frank, I'm a huge fan. Like, you know it. But I'm a little disturbed because a few weeks ago you claimed that I spoke to your mother.
Mm-hmm.
I called your mother earlier today and I put her on the phone and I recorded the interview.
No.
Yeah, hold on.
Exclusive.
Hello. Hi. Am I speaking to Mrs. Nibs?
Who's this?
This is Michael.
Oh, Michael. Okay, Michael.
I'm a friend of Frank. I'm calling you because a couple of weeks ago I was listening to our podcast, and Frank said that you and me were talking on the phone, but I don't remember talking to him.
Hmm.
Did we talk?
Hmm. You and me?
No, I don't talk to you. You don't talk to me. I don't talk to you. I don't call you. You don't call me. Okay, no, that's awesome.
I just wanted to, because it's been a crazy year, and I just wanted to be on the same page. Thank you so much. Sorry for bothering.
Listen, Michael. Yes. Talking, speaking of crazy. I need to talk to you about my Frankie.
Okay.
He's going crazy. This morning, he's talking about some aquarium. Something común, yo no sé. Estaba todo loco ahí. He's a superhero now. Oh. And he put on a cape, he took off all his clothes. All of it. He was naked. And he's then he naked. Went to the window. Sí, como yo lo traje al mundo, así. And then he went to the window and he said, this is for the conspiracy news. Yo no sé lo que es eso, pero lo dijo goceaba así. I remember it like that. And then he jumped out the window. It's the window with the fire escape, right? Uh-huh.
So I just wanted to let the listeners know that Frank, you need to talk to your mom. She's a little concerned.
Oh, man, that was hilarious.
Oh, wow. My God.
Holy shit.
Exclusive.
Exclusive.
Why do you go to extremes?
Because it's bothering me. I mean, I get it, Frank. There's a lot of pressure. But I think, you know, the pressure of doing the fake news and stuff, you know, could put a toll on you. And I care about the art. But it was just a little bothering. So I wanted to get straight to the source because I know your mom's amazing and everything. So, you know, when you get the opportunity after the show, you should talk to your mom.
I will. She's a little concerned. I mean, you know, with the year ending the way it is, 2020, like she's my, you know, I go back and forth with her. She's an OG, you know, she's a wizard. So she be going back and forth for me. And it's been a crazy year. But going back to the news, man, it's weird that you're here and I'm here to talk about it's about the monoliths, bro. That what a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What a coincidence. Like, this is no bullshit, guys. This is for real, real. And these monoliths, all right, a lot of them have shown up around the world. To date right now, there's been 87 that have been documented that have been coming up around the world. And Jamie, I know you sent me the people that took responsibility for the one in Utah. And it seems very, very credible, but 87 have shown up, bro, around the world since then. Is this like, what the fuck? Like, what the hell's going on? Rachel, you know about PR. What's this going on? Like, does this news just get around the world just like that? Is this like a Banksy guy, or an artist that's just like popping them up? They were saying that this would cost millions of dollars just to pop these up all over the world. Like, this shit is for real, real.
I don't know, Frank. How come all the pyramids look alike around the planet? You know, like, were they communicating? I mean, that was PR before telephones, before lines. I don't. You're asking me that question? I have no answer.
But it's really bugged out because this is like something that's popped up like in the last, I would say, month, boggle.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of scary.
And this is from the movie A Space Odyssey 2001. This is like the first time that people got exposed to this monolith in a movie. And this was a movie by Stanley Kubrick. Stanley Kubrick is probably arguably like one of the best cinematographers of the world. The director of the fake moon landing. He did, coincidentally, Eyes Wide Shut. He did The Shining, Clockwork Orange, Full Metal Jacket. This guy's like, you know, top notch. And he did this movie, and there's something very telling about this monolith in his movie. It's about, you know, evolution and man and
2001. There's 2001 with all the
2001. Yeah, this movie came out in the 70s, I believe. I don't know exactly what year, but it's the monolith and evolution and man and technology and what perhaps we're going through in the year 2021, guys. So this is like really, really, really big.
They, you know, there's a new one that popped up in Massachusetts City, and this time it had a crop circle around it.
What? Two freaky things at once. Shit, sounds like high school.
Was literally a day ago, right? There's one that popped up outside a bar in Florida. I don't know. I don't know now, because are these copycat monoliths or is this some real unexplainable shit, right?
Jamie, I got something for you. They're saying that they're putting these monoliths on like land, like the energy grid in the earth, and they're putting them like almost like a Wi-Fi, okay, all over the earth, okay. And people like, yo, locals, they're like in Romania, they're like Christians, they started putting like a cross going across because people are getting freaked out, and they're almost putting like they're just putting a log and making it look like a cross. And guys, this gets like really, really deep. Like, you know, people saying that these monoliths, they're like, it's I mean, we were speaking about earlier about the mutation of the COVID, right? In Europe, and people saying that they're using the monoliths to really spread that. Okay. And I found something very, very telling. All right. If you take the year, the movie Space Odyssey, 2001, if you take the year 2020 and you take that away, what does it come out to?
19.
Guys.
Oh, shit.
We're all bad.
Hello.
What are you doing to us?
Guys, you know, look.
Monoliths is, the thing is, monoliths are such a random thing to pop up. Right. You know? If this was like random porta potties popping up, then it'd be like, yeah, okay.
And it's so, guys, this is like the, a lot of this is like the last thing, like the most craziest shit that's happened this year. So, you know, and I'm going to excuse a lot of people hitting me up on the side talking about the Great Conjunction that I threw a lot of numbers. So this time I just threw one at you guys. And it's very telling, guys. So maybe these
monoliths. When is there going to be a monolith in the Heights?
There is one. And once somebody steal
it, what are you talking
about? Wait a minute.
They're going to find a way to steal it, and it's going to be stolen.
No, so there is one. Mike,
people aren't stupid.
Mike, when we did a JBNO with the election one, that's a monolith, pretty much.
What?
Yes. They're putting in energy grids around the world.
So is this like things, 6G? Is this 6G?
Right. Maybe even 7, maybe. You don't know. 7G, they tell us 6, but they may be up to 8 or 9. We just don't
know. Me, since you don't have an iPhone, you're gonna have to wait like 15 years to actually use the 6G.
What are you on, 2G? Now,
what are you talking about? I'm on 5G.
He has an Android.
Yeah, right.
6G is bad for you. 6G can get you like you fuck up your brain or something.
Oh,
exactly.
Is that a monolith? Yo, wait, guys, they're installing a monolith outside. Hold on, I'll be right back.
Hold on.
Yeah, and Apple's building it, isn't that like the Apple
delivery? So Frank, what is your final what is your final guess as to who's responsible for all these monoliths?
The Grays.
Oh, that's a great question, Jamie. Thank you so much. I think honestly, these monoliths are really just to really put another layer in our minds to keep our minds going into the year 2021 and just keep it going. And it's really telling us about the technology between humans. Oh, there we go.
Yeah,
because Bill Gates calling me. Guys, we're gonna put in 2021, there's gonna be the transfusion between humans and machines. That's what it's really called all about. Ooh. So this monolith is all about that. Like the phones, the wristwatches, the earbuds, everything is connecting. Everything is going to connect with us, with the humans and the machines. It's going to be amazing. And guys, by the way, we're entering the age of Aquarius. Okay. That's my
sign. You're an Aquarius.
Yep.
You do fake news, because you're an Aquarius. So you're woke. You've seen this.
There you go. Mike, come on. We've been going out back from what, 2000?
Yeah.
2000 or 1999?
No, 2000,
man. So yeah. Come on.
We met at a monolith, and then you were like, "Yo, let's do this."
Here you go. Oh, so, yes. I mean, we saw this, man. You know,
we did.
There's nothing to it, bro.
That's it.
Man.
Wow.
That's good that your friendship is rock solid.
Whoa! Shit, I gotta go. Y'all can't take it.
Mic drop.
Guys, this is the fake news this week. Thank you very much.